Valentine's Day. Sure, just another commercial crap fest designed to guilt men into boosting the bottom line for florists, confectioners, Hallmarks, stuffed animal and balloon manufacturers. That's fine. We're used to that by now. And don't worry, I'm not like the well-groomed naysayer demanding a collective eye roll on the 14th saying stuff like,
"There shouldn't be a specific date for passion proclamation. You shouldn't need to remember. I mean, really, every day should be Valentine's Day."
Come on. Look, fellas, I think your intention is right. But if that's your platform, you're opening up way too many opportunities for failure. 364 opportunities, to be exact. At the risk of sounding like a submissive puppy to the twice-a-month shavers of the world, now claiming to enter the real world, owning a wealth of life experience with relationships, guys, just give in. It's one day where you can't screw up. The rules of engagement are clear. They're laid out before you. Show up, have flowers, spend time, enjoy a nice meal. You've done your job. She knows you're her Valentine. And it could all pay off for you at the end of the night. Let's be honest, in all of our relationships, the rules of engagement are never this clear during the rest of the year. Sure, you love to target Valentine's Day and Christmas as commercial schlock, just to name a few, whatever. But what about birthdays and anniversaries? There's commercial expectation there as well. A congratulations you don't think twice about gifting with expense. And I know these dates are far more personally significant, but the point is, we've tagged those celebrations commercially as well. In fact, if you haven't noticed, nearly everything has been commercialized to date. Not everyone knows where to find Pennsylvania Avenue, but they can tell you how to get to Wall Street. Did I buy flowers for my wife on Valentine's Day? You bet. Did I get her a card? Yes. Did she receive her favorite perfume? Of course. Only because she requested it. See, she helped me out there. I'm not Superman, and she knows it. And I'm just thankful there's a day where it's actually easy to do a lot of stuff right and not get on her nerves. That said, I have to admit, it helps not being married to a shallow, materialistic, overly demanding, always threatening narcissist. She never asks for much. This is one day where I know how to deliver. But before you champion my words, there's something you should know. Our annual Valentine's dinner, and this is true, is always capped, covered, and smothered at Waffle House. Just don't forget to bring a rose for the table.